I like to make a sport out of awards shows. I'm talking printed checklists, live chats with my film friends, and of course, nachos. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. The 2025 Emmy nominees were announced earlier this month, marking the long and expensive campaign season leading up to the 77th annual awards show. Yes, there are campaigns to promote shows and individual contributors, like directors, actors, and writers, for Emmy contention. Last year, networks spent somewhere between $60 and $80 million on promotions, since Emmy wins mean big views for shows and their parent networks. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly guilty of using the Emmy noms list to narrow down my watch list. While not a perfect metric to determine what's going to appeal to everyone, the list does give some insight into what noteworthy shows might have slipped past your radar. The Primetime Emmy Awards has over 120 categories, so while every show a nominee deserves the spotlight, it would be impossible for us to cover them all. But if you're looking for something new to check out this weekend, or maybe you already have a list that's too long and you need to narrow down your what to watch next options, here are this year's Emmy leaders. Severance. Leading the pack with 27 nominations is Severance from Apple Plus. The second season of Severance took the team of office workers further on their journey of discovering the truth about their jobs and their employer, Lumen, a mysterious tech company famous for surgically dividing workers' memories between their personal and professional lives. I have watched Severance and I'm hooked. It's a tense and compelling show that explores themes of identity, social responsibility, and the power of technology. I also have a connection to the building some of Severance's scenes are filmed in, leading me to occasionally ask, have I been severed? Next up with 24 nominations is The Penguin. I have not watched HBO's The Penguin, but it might just be next on my list. Originally developed as an 8-episode limited series, The Penguin picks up where the 2022 film The Batman left off. The show is described as a crime drama that follows an unrecognizable Colin Farrell as villain Oswald Oz Cobb and his ruthless ambition to establish his crime empire. Word is still out on whether or not The Penguin will return for a second season, so time will tell if their Emmy run has any influence on its renewal. Tied for third place with 23 nominations are The Studio and The White Lotus. We covered HBO's The Studio back in May. That edition of Pass the Popcorn is available at kvno.org, so let's give that one a nod of our cap and move on to The White Lotus. Also from HBO, The White Lotus falls into the drama subgenre I've heard described as rich people behaving badly. The show satirizes the wealthy and their interactions with each other and the staff at the luxurious White Lotus Resorts. Each season of this anthology series follows a new cast of characters as they vacation at an elite resort in a tropical setting. So far, the show has taken viewers to Hawaii, Italy, and Thailand. But paradise often turns to dystopia as these holidays go south and vacationers are forced to confront all manner of conflict. Everything from family dysfunction to criminal enterprises. The Primetime Emmy Awards don't air until September 14th, so while the entire list of nominees is long and deserving, you do have some time to binge a few new shows before then. This has been Christine Bright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.